Hey, what is up, you guys? This is Sarah the Antagonist, and you're listening to the Sarah Speaks Podcast. Now, the Nevada State Athletic Commission has made a statement that they are going to be fining and censoring, or censoring and fining the fighters for using inappropriate language. And I, for one, am 100% against this shit. It's stupid. Now, get this into perspective. These men and women are trained cage fighters. But you want to clean up their talking? Their language? The fuck? That doesn't make any sense. These people are literally getting in a cage. They're training every day, day in and day out, to get into a cage and beat each other down for the entertainment of other people. But hey, don't use that word. You can beat each other senseless, but hey, watch what you say to the other fighter. It's fucking stupid. I don't get why they're trying to make this more professional. I'm guessing it's because it's becoming more mainstream, becoming more popular, meaning more high-level people are watching it. Not that they haven't before, but maybe people that are more, you know, I think the term is white collar. I think that's the term for like the rich white people. I think that they're like white collar people are starting to watch it. And maybe they're not used to all the press conferences and all these people talking shit. Because most fighters are fucking ghetto as fuck. There's a couple out there that are very professional. But most of these motherfuckers are from the hood. Most of them fucking run their mouth and say stupid shit. Because that's what they're used to. They're going to fight somebody, they're going to talk shit. It's like, it's literally one for one. If you're going to fight somebody, you're going to talk shit. It happens. Yes, there's the occasional people that are very humble and respectable, and they're like, it's cool, that's great. That is definitely a needed thing in martial arts. But then there's the fucking wild motherfuckers that just want to fight. They don't give a fuck, they run their mouth. And that's okay, it's part of the sport. It's part of the fucking sport. Can you guys imagine a fight with Conor McGregor in it where he is not allowed to run his mouth? You think there's going to be a lot of hype for that fight if he can't get in his opponent's head? If he can't get them to start fucking getting mad, talking shit, jumping out of a fucking cage and attacking somebody? Yeah, all that shit, all that great content. Is it great in the moment? Maybe not. Maybe not for the people involved. No, of course not. It sucks that Khabib got fined. It sucks that Conor got fined. Yes, I'll admit that. But it's great content. People love seeing that shit. But now you want to censor their speech. First of all, I'm pretty sure Dana White stated this. I'm pretty sure that's not legal to censor their speech, for one, and fine them. But that's above my fucking pay grade. I don't know if that's true or not. I would assume so based on the fucking freedom of speech. But like I said, I'm not educated enough on that to talk about that. I think it's stupid. Now, one thing that I always relate to this professionalism talk, and it just so happened to have brought back fucking bad memories, a flashback, some PTSD. Disclaimer, I do not have PTSD, but in the military, the Marine Corps, I talk about the Marine Corps because that's what I know. We are supposed to be the same professionals, right? We're supposed to look clean cut and watch our language and not get any tattoos and all this stupid stuff, right? Yeah, stupid as well. Just as stupid. Just the same way that these guys are fucking trained cage fighters, and you're trying to clean up their language. Marines are trained war fighters. They're fucking killers, and you're trying to clean up their language. Obviously, a small percentage of Marines actually go out and fight and kill. But the concept behind every single one of us is every single one of us has the ability to do so if we need to. Every Marine is a rifleman. For those of you that don't know anything about the Marines, that's our little quote kind of thing. Every single Marine can pick up a gun, a rifle, fucking shoot that shit. Every woman And every man, regardless of their job, for those of you that don't know what MOS stands for every MOS, they're supposed to be able to kill somebody. We're trained killers. And I can't fucking curse in front of certain people. Gotta watch my language. Now, for the most part, it's not too enforced in the workplace. I can run around, say stupid shit. I've said the dumbest stuff I've ever said in front of my Marines. But that's around my peers and anyone below me. Even maybe a couple ranks above me. But once you start getting up there, that's when the whole professionalism comes. Where I gotta watch my language in front of certain people. And then you kind of pass this threshold where you get the fucking sergeant major and they don't give a fuck. Which is like the highest enlisted rank. So they can't get in trouble. So they don't care. But there's the officers and those fine line of people in between that try to be professional and try to really encourage that whole professionalism thing. I think it's stupid. I really do. I'm 100% against it. We're never supposed to hide our tattoos because it is not professional. I'm old enough to pick up a rifle and go fucking fight people in another country and kill them. But I'm not old enough, or not just, I don't know what age has to do with this, but I can't fucking curse around certain people. It's stupid. I'm getting in trouble. I get yelled at if I talk a certain way. Sorry, guys. I was yawning. But, I don't know. I mean, I know it doesn't correlate exactly, but this is just whenever they mention the professionalism thing, it just got to me. That's exactly what it brought back my mind to, was that. And like, I've always been against it. The looking nice and everything, I understand that. But, and to certain extents. I mean, in the Marine Corps, when I was active duty, there was a point in time when every single Friday, we had to wear our chucks, which is basically our service uniform. Has a little green hat, tan shirt, green pants, if you've seen it before. It's like our formal uniform, or one of our formal uniforms. Yeah, we had to wear that every single Friday. Everywhere. Now, this might not sound like a big deal to some of you guys, but just picture this. My MOS, my job, I was a mechanic. Now, we get dirty. So obviously they're not going to be that much of an asshole to make me wear that stuff and like while I'm working on gear and using oils and all that other shit, right? So I could use my camis, my camouflage uniform for those. I don't know how to fucking translate this shit into civilianese. So if I say some stuff that you don't understand, look it up, please. I do my best to try to get you guys to understand, but if I miss something, you're like, what the fuck is he talking about? Look it up. But yeah, I could wear my camis while I work. But let's just happen to say that I have to go to an administrative shop. An S shop is what we call them. I have to change out of my camis, wash my hands very well, get into my uniform of the day, and go over there. Maybe just to even pick up a piece of paper. There's been times where I just gotta go to whatever S shop, pick up a piece of paper, and come back. Or sign a piece of paper, something stupid. I have to do all that shit. And our uniform isn't the easiest to get into, including shirt stains and all that bullshit. And if you're not wearing the uniform properly, or if you decide to skip out on the shirt stains and you look like a bag of ass, you're gonna get called out. Because guess what? In those administrative shops, it's all the higher ranks, the officers, the important people, and they have nothing better to do than to look at you and judge you based off of the way you look. Now, I do approve of looking nice in your uniform. I actually had a fucking outstanding uniform when I was active duty. It looked amazing. I had it tailored to a T, and it looked fucking crisp as fuck on me. But it's annoying to have to wear that shit, to have to take it on and off just to go back and forth around the base. Now, did I go on a rant? Yes. That's what I'm famous for. It's what I do. I get annoyed and shit reminds me of other stuff and I just start talking without thinking. But it goes back to my main point, professionalism. Marines, fucking warfighters, let us do stupid shit. Oh, another thing, we're not even allowed to fight in the Marine Corps. When I joined the Marine Corps, I thought that I would be able to just fucking throw down if a motherfucker ran his mouth. No, you'll get in so much trouble if you try to fight. In boot camp, it wasn't the same. I got into fights and stuff and little altercations, but that's a little more wild and primitive in boot camp. When you're actually in the fleet, is what they call it, guys, when you're out in the real world doing your job in the military, when you're in the fleet, man, somebody starts running their mouth and you try to fight them, man, they're gonna go snitch, you're gonna go get in trouble. If somebody sees it, you're in trouble. If somebody shows, now mind you, I have gotten into fights. I got hella lucky this one time. I fought my roommate because he wouldn't fucking go to sleep. Looking back on it, it's hella petty. And I probably shouldn't have done this. I don't know if I was just tired, stressed, what the hell was going on. My roommate was talking on the phone with his girl. I didn't care that he was talking on the phone with his girl. I think he was Skyping. I think that was the main issue. So I turned off the light so I can fucking sleep. I had to go to work the next morning. He turned the light back on so I could Skype with his girl. So I kept turning it off. And he's like, yo, what the fuck? I'm like, man, I'm trying to sleep. I got up, turned the light off. He got up, turned the light on. I got up, crossed his path, and just started hitting him. And he got fucked up. He had bruises on his face and shit. And I was terrified. I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna get NJP'd. I'm gonna get reduced in rank. I'm gonna get so fucked up for this. I shouldn't have done that. And then luckily, this guy's own leadership didn't like him. They call me. I'm walking downstairs, and all of a sudden, these guys are like, hey, what's that? I'm like, yes, Sergeant. Did you get into a fight with Whitty? No. So that wasn't you that fucked him up? Yes, Sergeant. Like, it's about goddamn time somebody fucks that kid up. He runs his mouth too much. I'm like, oh, thank God. If that could have gone wrong on so many ways, so many different ways. So I got lucky. But once again, I went on the little fucking rant and story shit. But back to what I was saying. Professionalism. Marines are supposed to be professional. We're fucking warfighters. Mixed martial artists, you want them to be professionals and watch their fucking mouth? They're cage fighters. They fight for a living. For your entertainment, you fucking pricks. You'll gladly sit there with a fucking glass of champagne and watch these motherfuckers beat the hell out of each other. But you also want them to watch their mouth? It's fucking stupid. I intentionally cursed a shit ton of times in this episode to get a point across. Not only that's kind of how I talk too, but fuck it. Fuck the Nevada State Athletic Commission if they go through with this. That is going to make the press conferences so fucking lame. But yeah, that's all I have to say about this. That's my two cents. I'm kind of just repeating myself over and over again. Sarah the Antagonist, out. Oh.